Daniel, the sixth chapter. The book of Daniel, the sixth chapter and verse 3.
Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and the satraps because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm.
Amen. Daniel had an excellent spirit in him. Praise the Lord. I don't know what to title the message, but I'm going to give it a title called Be Purple. Be Purple. And if you were going or driving down the road and you saw a white cow, chances are that you might not even look a second time. You see a black cow, you might not notice it. I mean, you might just look over it. You see a brown cow, you might look past it. You're traveling on and suddenly you see a purple cow. That will catch your attention because you have never seen anything like that. A purple cow? This evening, I want to speak to you about excellency. Being purple. Something that will make people notice you. What's purple in your life? Many a time as believers, as Christians, we look for perfection. But when you are trying to attain perfection by your effort, what happens to you is a certain kind of fear begins to creep in. You are concerned about what could go wrong. You begin to get anxious and worried about how things are going to turn out in your life because you're looking for some perfection. Now, excellency is not perfection. Excellency is giving your all, giving your best, and allowing God to do the rest. When you're wanting to give your best to the Lord, it will produce a greater faith. It will produce within you a hunger, a zeal, a passion. But if it is perfection, it is like fear. It's like you feel intimidated. You're concerned about what could go wrong. And you're always either troubled by guilt because you're unable to reach that perfection, or you're worried about, oh boy, how will tomorrow turn out to be? How will my life turn out to be? How will my business turn out to be? How will my ministry turn out to be? God is wanting you to have a spirit of excellency. Look at somebody and say, God wants you to have a spirit of excellency. You know, what is excellence? You go into a restaurant, and you say it is an excellent restaurant by a lot of things. The way they greet you when you come in. The way they make you sit down. The way the table is arranged. And even the attitude of the guy who is serving your food. I mean, you didn't go into the restaurant for that attitude. You went in to eat. The meal could be fantastic, it could be really tasty, but if the server has got a very bad attitude and, you know, he's bad-mouthing you or, you know, trying to, you know, put some of the food onto your clothes or whatever, there's no excellency there. Are you with me? What's the difference? Somebody asked, what is the difference between a government office in India and some other office? In a government office, if you have a job, whether you work or not, you get paid. That's the difference between owning a business and if you are, you know, somebody else is taking care of the business. If you're owning the business, you want to make sure there is excellency. But if somebody else is, whatever. It doesn't matter. Are you with me this evening? In a church, how can there be excellency? You walk in, the ushers greet you. I hope the ushers are doing that. Sometimes you go to certain churches and the ushers are greeting each other. And nobody greets the new person who's coming. And I travel around the world sometimes, go to different churches, go to different ministries, and sometimes you go, I watch people, you go into a church and the ushers are busy greeting each other. You walk in, nobody even recognizes you, nobody even knows you, nobody even says hello. You know, there is no checklist for excellency, but you know, it's like a woman going shopping. A woman goes shopping. Somebody said marriage is, you know, my marriage is like full of signs and wonders. She signs, I wonder where the money is gone. I wonder where the money is gone. Signs and wonders marriage. But just imagine a woman goes shopping and she goes in shopping and somebody comes in to help her, says, can I help you? Says, no, no. She'll say, I'm just looking. What are you looking for? No, no, I'm just looking. When I find it, I'll know. Can I hear some amen from some woman here? You're just looking. But there is something that has caught your attention, something that you know, excellency is like that. I mean, you can recognize it in people, you can recognize it in places. It's like, you're not looking at a checklist, you're like, wow, there's something here. There is something here. It is said that in restaurants, sometimes to start off something in an excellent way, it is easy. But it is very hard to maintain excellence. To create excellency is easy, but to maintain excellency is hard. A house that is newly built, a business that has just started, a church building that has just been built, everything is perfect. Everything is good. A restaurant, everything is good. But 3 months down the line, 6 months down the line, to maintain that, to keep it going, that's the hard part. In restaurants especially, to keep up a certain kind of excellency, it is said it is very hard because people's two reasons, your taste changes. And industry standards keep changing. It is said that excellency is like a shifting target. You remember coming to, you know, I did not know. How many of you have just been to one church, this church alone and no other place? Can I see your hands? Well, that's good. But if you go to a church, sometimes pastoring a church 20 years back and now, there's a huge difference. Before, you could come into a crowded room, no chairs, no table, no AC. You don't even have the fan, no sound system. You're there, you lift your hands and you're calling on Jesus and praising Him. But now sometimes you travel around the world, you go to churches and there is such a spirit of excellency. The AC is there, the sound system. You know, we still remember the first time we had a sound system was just a small cube. I don't know how we would have a meeting here with just that cube. The amount of faith and sacrifice and prayer and offerings that needed to get that 5,000 rupees cube. Oh boy, we fasted and prayed for so many days just to have that. But now you go, there are choirs, sound system, music perfection, all those things. And as a matter of fact, when you go to certain churches, they give you, say, 40 minutes to preach, and they say, whatever God wants to do in 40 minutes, let Him do through you. So you're standing on the pulpit, and there'll be a clock here or behind. But can you imagine 20 years back having a 40-minute service or a session? We would gather together for worship. My preaching would sometimes go up to 2 hours, 2.5 hours. Aren't you glad that you were not in one of those meetings tonight? Anybody remember that? Yeah? Two and a half hours, just the preaching, message alone. The whole service now is 2.5 hours. I would preach from Genesis, get to Revelation, and add some more books in the Bible to keep it going. Worship, it is as the Spirit leads. Somebody asks you, how long is your service? We don't know, as the Spirit leads. Or somebody's fainted. But in ministry, I've realized that you are only as good as you are today. You're only as excellent as you are today. You pray through the night, you pray, prepare, you come preach. Next meeting you gotta go through the same grind of preparation and prayer and focus and sacrifice, and then you stand there and you know, sir, give your best for the Lord. He said that excellency is like not what you say. If there's an excellency upon you, or the spirit of excellency, others will notice it. Sometimes people say, you know, what others say doesn't matter. But if you're really looking for excellency in your life, you'll realize what others say is only that matters. Imagine you have a business and you think you got the best business. Nobody else thinks so. But if you think you got a very average business and everybody else thinks you got the greatest business, wow. In your teaching profession, in your job, in the place where you are in, what kind of excellency you produce there? That shows forth sometimes your Christian witness. People can see that. You get into a plane. You know, I remember the first time I got into a plane, I was just happy getting into a plane. And if you reach the place where you're supposed to reach, you're happy. Somebody says, you had a good travel? Yeah. I landed safely, didn't I? But now sometimes you keep traveling for the Lord, and then you look at the airline. And there are certain airlines that will give you, send you a pickup car to drive you to the airport. When you get to the airport, I mean, there are people who will come and take the luggage. They will get your ticket. You don't have to stand in the counter. They seat you at the lounge. Give you something nice to drink. inside the plane, they'll say, listen, this, you know, this is just not a seat, it's a bed. You can lie down on it if you want to. What would you like, sir, to eat? We got a chef on board, the guy with a big hat. Not pre-cooked meals, they'll cook fresh for you and give it to you on a plane. The other day I was somewhere and I said, do you have some juice? And they said, yeah, we got some canned juice. I said, I don't like canned juice. Oh, sorry, sir, we'll get you some freshly squeezed orange. I thought, wow, that's good. I wanted to put up my collar. It felt nice. They give you a pillow, a pajama in a plane, and even sandals. All branded stuff. Even the aftershave, branded stuff. Why? Because they're looking to create excellency in the air. Are you still with me? Everybody is looking for the purple. So how do you create excellency? How do you want excellency to come forth in your life? The first point, exceed expectation. Look at somebody and say, exceed expectation. Exceed expectation. Look at somebody and say that again. Exceed expectation. Amen. Most of the people, you know, under promise and over deliver. Excellency is when you exceed expectation. Exceed expectation. I want this church to be having an excellent spirit. Are you with me? We want to be people who will be anointed of the Lord where we can exceed the expectations. Somebody say amen. I've realized that when people come in for the first time, they're very anxious. They're very anxious because they don't know what the church is like. They don't know whether the pastor will eat them up, whether the ushers will break their hand by shaking their hand. You go to certain churches, the ushers take hold of your hand. Hello, I got to hold the mic, please. You're anxious about the place. The second time you come into a church, you look back at your life, some of you. You're a little concerned about the people around you. I mean, are they okay? Are they crazy people? Are they normal people? Because the first time you come, you're anxious where the bathrooms are, how long the service is, what is it? Second time it's like, the people, are they okay? But it is after the third time, and I've realized it, if they come a third time, then they start to engage. They look, they watch people, look, and then they begin to engage. They engage with the Lord in worship. They begin to engage in the Word. They're quite more relaxed and comfortable. They begin to receive from the Lord. They begin to go around meeting people. After the service is over. Because, hey, there's something nice here. We have never seen anything like this. In our churches, most of the time, people are sleeping, but this is something nice. The only sermon we have heard is on the Beatitudes, but there is excellency. Oh boy, I didn't even know like a word was there in the Bible like that. If I have a bad cold, and I come here, and I sneeze, achoo. Chances are that you'll get it. You're from Korea. Nice to meet you. Which part of Korea? North Korea, South Korea? South Korea. Nice to meet you. That's good. Ah, sister, nice to see you. Put your hands together. Thank the Lord for this brother and sister from Korea. Stand up. Stand up, sister. Amen. Welcome. Welcome. Yeah. May you receive a spirit of excellency from the church today. Huh? So you sneeze and somebody else gets it. We want the spirit of excellency so much upon us. We carry so much of excellency that whatever you do, others can get it. You be around people who carry excellency. They can motivate you. You engage with them. After a service, they encourage you, motivate you. They say, come again, listen. It's nice you came. You should come and listen to the pastor's message in the second service too. You should come again, listen. You know, there is a great time of fellowship after the service. You can just hang in here. I pray that you will be sneezers. That you will go, achoo! And the excellency of God will go through. That we will be an excellent church carrying the glory and the weight of His Spirit. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and say, I want to be purple in Jesus Christ. Amen. You meet somebody, you say, let me introduce you to a few others that I know. Are you with me? See, that's actually in a simple way spreading forth the excellency that God has placed within you. So to create and to maintain excellency, the first thing is exceed expectation. Be a sneezer. The second thing is future thinking. Be a person who will think much into the future. You want to be on cutting edge? You know, businesses are planning out. We are planning on how tomorrow is going to be. Businesses, great corporations are planning about what they as a company will do in 2020, 25. And we are thinking about tomorrow. Why? Because they want to think futuristic. So by the time 2020 comes, they'll be on the cutting edge then. Are you with me today? How can I create excellency? Be a person who will empower others. Look at somebody and say, empower others. The best use of power is to give the power away. People are not looking to be kept down. People are looking to be empowered. What kind of services would you like? Where a preacher preaches down on you, hits you on the head, and says you are no good, and you will never amount to anything, and you are going nowhere, and God is upset with you and angry with you, and are you going to say, wow, what an excellent church, oh, I'm glad I've come into the kingdom of God. Are you going to say that? Or somebody who will come in and preach, by the time the worship leader finishes leading the congregation worships, the preacher has preached, you feel empowered, you want to love Jesus, you want to be more for Jesus, you want to go out and do something more for the kingdom of God, you love to come back to church again because you get encouraged, set free and refreshed, and you are enabled to do something more for God. Now learn to do that in a personal capacity. Empower people. I remember when God gave me the vision of the ministry, I used to say the opening prayer. I used to clean the floor, open the windows, keep the songbooks out, have the opening prayer, lead the praise and worship for 2 hours, preach for another 2 hours if the need be, pray for the sick, lay hands upon the people, say the final blessing, collect the tithe and the offering, do every bit of the administration. After people, I used to drop them to the bus stands. Some of them I used to drive home and drop them. Come back, close the windows, close the place, everything, A to B sent me. The Lord said, son, that's not my church. Empower others, encourage others to come forth in their gifting. Release forth others to serve the Lord. Believe in people, trust in them, delegate to them. When they make mistakes, be patient with them. Let another generation rise up. Are you with me? Do this in your businesses. Do this in your home. Do this in places where God has kept you, and you will see a spirit of excellency coming upon you. Now let's come to the scripture. Daniel had a spirit of excellency. It is said that excellency consists of four words. One is character. Say that with me, character. Two is competence. Say competence. Three, culture. Say culture. Four, capacity. Say capacity. Once again, first one is character. Look at somebody and say, you look like a person of character. Don't say you are acquired a character. I mean, say you look like a person of character. The second one is competence. The third is culture. And the fourth is capacity. What is character? The character is this question, can I trust you? Can I trust you? Can I trust you? I've realized it is not the preaching or the singing, nothing but people who trust you that stand with you. Are you with me? Ah, this person can be trusted. What is competence? It is, can they actually do the job? When trust in something, can they do it? It is competence. What is culture? It is one question, do I fit in here? Do I fit in here? Are you with me this evening? How many people over 40? How many people below 30, 40 now, 40? How many not yet born? It's not a tough question. How many people above 40? Some of you didn't raise your hands for both. How many people above 40? Come on, ladies, don't lie. I can see through your dye. How many people below 40? Well, above 40, most of the people, they just want to come to church most of the time. Just want to listen to a nice message. Put their tithes or their offerings. Do something for the Lord and then go home. But people below 40, they ask this one question in their lives. And that is the question that made this generation come up for the Lord. Because I started serving the Lord at 20. When did you start coming to the church?
18.
18. And now you are 21. The one question was, can I grow here? Can I grow here? So look at Daniel. The Bible says Daniel had an excellent spirit. He was purple. There's something extraordinary. People watched him, they recognized something tremendous, something beautiful. The fourth verse it says, they could find none occasion nor fault because he was faithful. And there was nobody who could find any error or fault in him. He had competence. He had the culture. He had the capacity to rule over. So this evening, the message is, be purple, have an excellent spirit. Are you with me? Failure and success is a choice. Average, being average, mediocre, or excellent is a choice. You want to study well? You can have excellent marks. You want to party with your friends? Watch movies? Flirt around? Study little? You can be average. It's a choice. Excellency is a choice. It is a decision to say, Lord, I want to be a person of character. I want to be somebody whom you can trust. Somebody others can trust. Make me one like that. Let's close our eyes and pray. Don't look for perfection, look for excellency, the culture of excellency, where you're not looking at what could go wrong, but how can I do more? How can I excel? It's not one on fear and intimidation. How can I be available to God? How can I just be somebody who can just be there and do my best? The best way I know how. With all your limitations, how can I be available for God? Ask the Lord for a spirit of excellency in your family life, in your workplace, in the church. So much more. The Lord is impressing upon my spirit to tell somebody there is so much more of His presence and His anointing and gifting in you. Don't be afraid. There is so much more that you can do for Jesus. Don't keep looking at your limitations and weakness and struggles and failures and upbringing and whatever struggles you had All that. Don't look at that. So much more that God has got in you to bring out through you. Would you either stand up or kneel down in the presence of God this evening? Let's commit our lives. Let's commit our lives to say, Jesus, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Let the excellency of your name, Jesus, manifest forth in my spirit, in my life. I'm sorry for being average and mediocre, being comfortable there and settled there when you've called me to greater heights. Help me to be somebody who's purple. Somebody who will exceed expectations. Do more than that is needed. Help me to be somebody who's futuristic in thinking. Who can look forward. Just not about my present day, but forward. Open your heart, open your mouth, and speak to the Lord from your heart. Help me to be somebody who will fit in, oh God. Father, into your hands I commit your congregation this evening. As a church, as a family, we just humble ourselves before you. And acknowledge that we need your grace, we need your help, we need the power of your spirit. Help us to come forth from our mediocrity. Help us to be people of excellence in every area of life. People who will carry your presence. People who will produce more for your kingdom. People who will have that purple on them that people will notice. Help us to bring value into the society. Help us to bring value into other people's lives. Help us to be people who will empower others and encourage others and build up others. Lift your hands to the Lord and say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus, you are the Son of God. Jesus, you died for me and you rose again from the dead. Jesus, you will come again in great glory. Jesus, I need the power of your spirit in my life. Just like Daniel had an excellent spirit, I want to carry the excellency of your spirit, the excellency of your name. Help me, Lord. 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 Come into my life, Jesus. I renounce Satan. I renounce the world. I renounce sin. Wash me with your precious blood. I submit to you. Jesus, you are my Lord. You are my Master. I give you glory and honor. I choose to walk in your excellency. I receive the grace and the anointing of excellency by faith in your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands and praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Thank Him from your hearts. Thank Him from your mouth.